Blog Talk Radio. Hi there. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Lynn Bleasdale, Sue Fields-Dalamonte, Jody Higgins, and our special guest. We are so glad to welcome back Heather Falona. Heather is an evidential medium and an intuitive coach. She works with her spirit team and your loved ones to help you move past any blocks in the human experience in order to fulfill your soul's purpose in this life. So if you want to contact Heather, you can go to www.heatherfalona.com, and we'll give out the rest of our information at the end of the show tonight. Heather, would you like to just introduce yourself? And we've talked about your work, and just say hi before we start.
Sure, yes, thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm really excited to be on the show. I generally just love doing this work and helping people. As much as I've been doing it, I still, remember the why, of why I'm doing it. And so it just kind of fulfills me throughout. I just really love connecting with people. A little bit of background on how I got into this. My daughter was actually, she had some sensory issues, and 10 years of doctors and trying to kind of quote unquote fix her. We landed with a neuropsychologist that basically diagnosed her as being psychic. And in order to help my child, that's how I kind of got into this. I started, I was always into metaphysics and, watching John Edward Crossing Over and reading all the books on it as a kid. But I was raised Catholic, so it wasn't really something I could get too deep into. But when you're a mother, you'll do anything to help your kid. And so trying to understand what was going on, I ended up, stepping into my own ability there and really kind of finding myself through trying to help her. So I'm just really blessed. It was one of those things. I thought I was helping her, but in the end she helped me. So I'm just so thankful for the journey and where I'm at, and happy to help people. So
fabulous. Well, we're really happy to have you here tonight, Heather. So without any further ado, and Ryan Adragna has joined us, so we have a full team tonight.
Oh, yay.
And I guess what we'll do without any hi, Ryan, did you want to say hi?
Just think of me as the guy that just donned on a ninja suit. I'll just kind of sneak around and surprise everybody. Just like that movie, Scary Movie, like, hello, Sydney.
Alrighty,
I see you're cooking. I see you're cooking popcorn.
Oh my gosh! Okay, well, be prepared.
So anyway, I'm sorry. In all seriousness to the callers and listeners, I think I missed the theme of tonight.
Oh well, we haven't got one, Ryan. We're just going to do straight readings because we have Heather.
All right.
Right. And okay, who's
there
making noise?
I was just going to say, the house.
We got mice. All right. I was just going to say, because we've got Heather tonight, and she is an evidential medium, we want to go right to the callers and see what
we
can pull into them. All righty, then.
All right.
So our first caller is Donna, area code 805. Hi, Donna.
Hello. Good evening to all of you. Hi.
Hi. Welcome. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, my mom's on the other side, and about 6 months ago, I actually heard her. I heard her voice in the middle of my head say, "You're going to be rewarded." And then about 5 days ago, I was sitting in my regular morning meditation, which I do for 40 minutes every morning, and my intuition came in very soft and lovingly, and it said, "It's coming soon." So I have been praying to meet someone, to get married, and also for more abundance to come in so that I can go traveling, which I like to do. I like to travel abroad. So I wanted to know what you were picking up on this, please.
Okay. Whoever would like to jump in, go right ahead. Okay.
Hi, Donna. This is Sue.
Hi.
Do lilacs have a special meaning to you or your mom? Because I'm picking up lilacs really strong.
lilacs. I like lilacs. I think they're pretty, the purple flower.
Yeah, I'm getting the scent really heavy and can see the beautiful purple flower. But I'm seeing white roses also.
Oh, I like those too. Yeah. I remember I saw a huge bush of them, and I couldn't believe it. There were so many of them, and it was so pretty.
Isn't it amazing? And it looks so pretty against the purple.
Uh-huh.
With that white. Okay. I don't know. Anybody else can go ahead. I'm still working on it. It's picked up right
okay.
away. I'm trying to throw that out.
Okay. This is Heather. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, hi, Heather.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
So I have to ask, is your father still here?
No.
Okay, I feel like I'm getting a dynamic. Did your mother and father have a little bit of a I'm picking up on the dynamic with your mother and father. It feels like they may have not always gotten along.
They divorced.
Okay,
50.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. For whatever reason, when you started talking about your mom came in and made me feel like there's some potentially some dynamics with your father and kind of the seeing of the relationship between the two of them. Does that make sense? Oh, I'm sorry.
They didn't.
Somebody shuffling cards. Okay.
They too much, and yeah, it wasn't good. And then there was infidelity, and yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah. So I feel like your mom is giving me guidance to tell you that there's a lot of times, you know, when we grow up, we're shown kind of the dynamics of what a relationship is, and that's what we kind of that's what it looks like to us, and so. She's just bringing up specifically that it feels like there may have been also for you, I would say, not to say that you would take sides, but if you were taking sides, you'd be taking more of your mom's side in the dynamics. Do you
Absolutely.
Understand that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So your mom's bringing this up as it's almost like a feeling of needing to sort of forgive your dad or understanding. She's making me feel like you feel like oftentimes in dealing with him, it was a little bit of a brick wall that you can't really penetrate
it
because he was very
brick. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she's making, is somebody throwing cards? I'm sorry, the noise. I don't know.
There's a lot of noise.
I am actually.
I know.
I'm putting energy into cards, yes.
Oh!
I will mute it.
I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. Your mother is bringing up, it feels like a lot of times for you that you just couldn't even have a conversation with your father. She's bringing this up, and the only relevance is to the fact that having it not be a lens to shape your understanding of what a relationship should be. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. So it's important for you to understand that because you know, there is sort of the law of intent and an expectation that's at play here. I feel like I need to say that to you specifically. So understanding what you do want is really important and not focusing on kind of like, I don't want to marry someone like my father. Do you understand what I'm saying? Reframing. I feel like you may even say that in your head at times where it's like, if you come across someone, I don't want to marry someone like my father. Do you understand that?
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, well, I don't. Yeah. I mean, I know
Yeah. So anyways, for whatever reason, she's bringing that up for you and just acknowledging that it feels like there's a little bit of a healing that needs to take place with you in the dynamics of kind of the relationship that your parents had, but particularly just the way your father was and his rigid nature. He's not like that now. He is softer, but it's, you know, they always leave with what we know they were, and we forget that they've kind of gone back to love, and that's who they are now. So that's something I want to tell you really quickly. And then the other thing I want to ask, I know it's not exactly what you're asking, but is there a job change, or was there some sort of change where you were moving out of a career that was maybe obsolete or something around that? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I'm 64. I did get my Social Security, but a couple of years ago I was working in home health care, but I haven't in a couple of years. Yeah.
Okay. It just feels like there's something for you where it feels like there's something where you need to put your energy into, because what you were doing, it was good for you at the time, but you need to find something new to put your energy to and a passion around that as well. So I understand you're retiring, but it doesn't mean that
I just started now with my brother's company. I'm following the lead. You know, once they go
perfect.
Out and do a roofing estimate, I get on the phone and try to get them to sign up and go with it. Yeah, I'm doing that part-time.
Okay.
I like
okay.
It.
Good.
Better money.
Good. So that's just kind of a confirmation from your mom that, you know, everything else that was just said, and just acknowledging that there is change coming with that. I'm going to sit a little bit more, because I know you asked questions and I don't know that I specifically answered them. So now that Spirit's kind of gotten that out of the way, I'm going to see if they have anything specific to say to that.
Oh, thanks.
Usually they'll give you what you need, not what you want. And so I'm going to now say, okay, I've given that to you, and what else? So I'll let anyone else go, and I'll see if I can get anything else. So thank you
for
that.
Hey, Donna, how you doing? It's Ryan.
I'm good. Oh, hi, Ryan.
Good. excuse me. I got a frog in my throat. Heather just nailed it. This is what I'll tell you. The benevolent spirit will always tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. In other words, before, because I read your energy, I put a few notes down here. In other words, if you want, if you're expecting to hear a garden of roses, sometimes they'll give you dandelions. So just bear that in mind, okay? I mean, So this is what I'm picking up on you. It's just hold on here, because I'm going to be Captain Obvious really quick, because when I'm connecting to you telepathically, this is what I'm picking up on your energy field. I'm picking up on anger in your first chakra. I am picking up on some big heavy stones, big boulders in your second and third chakra. And I'm also picking up on tight, sore jaw muscles from failure to speak your truth from your fifth chakra. And I'm also picking up on ears. Something about your ears is though your ears, they're telling me that you're not being receptive to other people around you. But I also want you to pay attention to the ringing pitch tone in your ears that you get from time to time, okay? You do need, Donna, a chakra attunement. I'm not going to promote myself here, but if you have a pen and paper available, I can talk to you offline privately about this. My email is healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com, okay?
At gmail?
It's healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. I can talk to you privately about this, okay? I would highly encourage you, all of your chakras, except for your root chakra, which is interesting, is not stuck in the mud. And that's, you do a pretty good job with nature. You like nature. You like walking around barefoot, but for whatever reason, your second, third, fourth, and fifth chakras are kind of jacked up. They're like tires spinning in the mud in the cornfield when after it rains. They're like, they're not going anywhere, you know? That's easily fixed. I mean, you're not a hot mess. Well, you are, but you're not. To a certain degree, we're all a hot mess on a daily basis, but we have to make sure that we protect our energy fields. And a very, very good energy field is within 18 inches of the core of your body. I don't care, and many people will validate that. Your energy field's a little bloated, a little torn, but it's not bad. But you got to get your energy field nice and tight and get your chakra spinning and balanced again. And I think that when you do that, you'll be golden because you grind your teeth at night. That's what my as I merged into your energy field when Heather was reading you, my jaw muscles got really sore. Do you grind your teeth at night?
I think I do, yeah.
I mean, yeah. You're going through the day, you're like, damn, my jaw muscles are sore. And you're like, you grit your teeth because you hold back, you don't speak your truth through no fault of your own because of life circumstances. And, you know, your fourth chakra, it's, you've been through a lot of stuff in your life, a loss of a loved one, being cheated on, all that kind of stuff. I don't want to say too much on air. I want to save this for privacy, but there's some things that have gone on through no fault of your own that you need a healing on to get you back to zero, to get you back to the divinity and say, ooh, everything's going to be okay. But right now, we have think of it as a spring. You're wound up so tight, Donna. You have to let stuff go because you are an empath, and you've been surrounded by narcissists your whole life.
Yeah.
Does that make sense
to
you?
Yeah. I know. I have been around a lot of narcissists.
So, but. That's what you signed up for before you incarnated here. So, I can do, like I said, just dump me an email. I can help you out and unwind that spring of yours so we can get you back to zero again, and just relax and drop your shoulders, set your boundaries, and go about life and enjoy the next. You know, 20, 30 years, you know, of your life. And and not worry about what other people think of you. And I always quote this, and I know the ladies will know this, but what anybody thinks of you should be none of your business, okay? Mm-hmm. Problem with you is what I'm picking up with your energy field, is every negative energy that comes into your field, you take it so damn personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's call a spade here, okay? You take it so damn personally. And right now you're like a saturated freaking sponge. You have to wring out that sponge and let it dry out before it becomes useful again. Stop taking people so seriously and learn to just say, if someone gives you hell, say, whatever, dude, I don't care. You can talk all the smack you want to talk to me about, and you know, I don't care. And so if you can learn to do that, you'll do yourself a solid. Do yourself a favor. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Do you have any questions for me?
No.
Did I scare the crap out of you?
I have to say, Ryan, I think that was fantastic. It's interesting because I was really tight this whole time, and then when you mentioned that, like, immediately, I don't know, Donna, if you felt the shift, but when you said this is what you're doing and you called it out loud, I felt my energy, like, calm down. So I feel like I was, you know, that empathic picking up on that. Like, I was the tight jaw as well. So it's interesting. It's very spot on there. I mean, it's not validating for me, but I felt the energy improve, I guess I would say, when he said that out loud.
Okay.
Sometimes it's helpful to hear that. And just to that point, what he was just saying, do you have a daughter or a young female that's around you, like a niece or something?
I have a niece my sister's daughter. She's 24.
Okay. I feel like I'm picking up on a dynamic with that as well. It feels like there might be some similar dynamics just to the rigid nature around For some reason, Spirit wants me to bring up her as well in relation to what he was talking about.
Okay. She's a pretty happy-go-lucky person. Pretty. Yeah. Has a lot of charisma and, yeah.
Hey, Donna, I'd like to work on your boundaries.
Okay.
My boundaries? Okay.
Yes, I want you to work on your boundaries. And if you haven't already read the book Ghosts Among Us by James Von Prague, I'd suggest you do it. It's a fast read. I'm not a fan of reading books either. But I got through it in 2 days. I was like, holy cow. This guy is so good. This guy, I don't know if you read it, but this guy is so good. He's so rich now.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have to do readings anymore. So, yeah, pick that book up.
Oh, okay, I will. Yeah, I like to read. Okay, good.
And the title Ghosts Among Us is a little tricky because it's really not ghosts. Well, some of them are, but majority of them have crossed over. But it'll help you out because you're I don't know if anybody else has mentioned this yet, but your guides and your angels want you to explore your mediumship abilities. Okay, and you've been ignoring them.
I know.
Well, then do it. Do it. Don't. No, I don't want to hear the excuses. Just do it.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I'm sitting in meditation a lot, and I'm asking them to come through with messages.
Donna, it's like water down a drain pipe. Just do it. Just let it ebb and flow and do it. Don't overthink it. I mean, I'm not trying to be crass or rude or a jerk. Just do it. Just do. And don't overthink it. Just let it come to you. And the ladies on the show will tell you the same thing. It's like, If you try to do a rain dance around a bonfire, chance, smoke a reefer, do whatever, you're trying too hard. Just do it. Just let it ebb and flow. There's no owner's manual for this, Donna. I'm telling you right now.
Oh,
just
okay.
Do it. Okay?
Yeah,
listen to those
you.
Voices in your head, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, Jody, are you picking anything up?
I have picked up...
Oh, there she is.
Hello. I've picked up quite a bit of the same stuff you guys picked up, so I don't want to cover the same territory. The one thing I did pick up was that there was betrayal with the first marriage. Does that make sense to you?
I've never been married.
Was it a major relationship you were in where there was betrayal?
No. Okay. I was in a relationship for 9 years. It was pretty good. It was pretty good, but he passed. He drowned.
Oh, Lord.
There was betrayal with a friend, though, an older friend. He was like 90, and I was 50, and he kept promising me all this stuff for like 15 years and then forgot to do it, and it was kind of betrayal in a way.
Because I kept getting to say that it won't always be that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is there some concern about finances and safety in the future, like retirement?
Yeah. I mean, I'm already getting my Social Security, fixed income, but, boy, it's not enough money.
No. Yeah, and I feel like that money, is there a, I think Heather might have mentioned this, there's a little something you do on the side, is it a hobby or an interest?
No.
I feel like you might be able to turn that into something that does bring in some money. And I'm also hearing about the mediumship. And I agree with Ryan that you should work with this. I wouldn't be surprised at all if you weren't able to do readings and connect. And the thing is you do hear messages. What's that? You do? Is that what you said? You confirmed it?
Yeah.
The thing is that it might feel like the littlest thing or the silliest thought, but I have said some things that I thought were so hokey And the person I was reading just looked at me like I had lost my mind because it was so accurate. Okay. And then those things become symbols for other people saying things that are simple or similar. One young man who came through turned around, looked at me over his shoulder and shook his butt at me and said, pardon my French, my ass is so fine. And this was how they were telling me about his dating life and his attitude about, you know, his body and what he looked like. And that became a symbol for me. So whenever it was a young man who passed over who had that attitude of just look at me, I'm a proud peacock, I would see someone turn around and shake their butt at me. You know? Oh, that's okay. So, you know, those things, trust what comes in. I have had the craziest stuff. And by the way, I did get this feeling. Did your mom also like to garden? I think Heather was talking about the roses and the lilacs. I was smelling flowers, and I want to say it was like roses or the lilacs really strongly at the beginning when you called in. And I think if you pay attention, you will smell. When your mother's around you, you'll smell flowers.
Oh, okay.
So, and what I'm hearing now about that is because your gifts are strong enough, pay attention to all of your gifts. You know, it's not just about the things we hear or the things we see. We have more than just the obvious senses. I have tasted blood when I've read for somebody and their loved one had bit their tongue and had blood in them.
Oh my God.
You know, I've experienced people's physical pain. I was reading for a woman once and I felt somebody just reach out and so gently stroke my hand. And I knew it was one of her loved ones trying to let me know I needed to stop talking and let her talk to me for a minute because she was just saying, hey, I'm here. I want to talk to my sister. Right? And so you have to pay attention to the littlest things and you'll start figuring out how they connect with you. You know, when I start doing energy work, my feet start to tingle and vibrate and my hands get really, really hot right in the middle of my palms. They just heat up. As a matter of fact, if I pick my hands up and hold them up like I'm going to start doing energy work, they start to get hot. My ears will ring. Pay attention to those little things. They're going to tell you spirit is close to you and that they're trying to get messages through. And then just, you know, close your eyes, become mindful in the moment, and let those things come in. It's like Ryan said, it's water down the drain. Once you become used to it, it's there. And I do think something for you metaphysically would be a great way for you to maybe make some extra money as well as this other thing that you do on the side.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you that the message you received, I do believe it was from your mother about you being rewarded. And I think it's about all things. I think the financial situation will get better. And I do believe a man is coming in for you, okay? And I'm hearing two things. I feel like it'll be this year, though I'm really not getting it right away. I'm feeling it's going to be towards the end of the year. And I'm hearing end of the year, so I don't know if it's end of the year or next year, but I feel like it's probably towards the end of next year. And then I'm also seeing something about tropical locations or weather. Are you planning a vacation or do you want to go somewhere tropical?
Yeah, maybe Hawaii. He's invited me a couple times, and he has a house over there. So maybe that's it. You know, maybe he'll be asking me again. I know he's going on a cruise to the Caribbean in February, but I'm going to house sit his two dogs for a couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
So that should be.
Yeah, what are you waiting for? That's what I'm hearing in my head. What are you waiting for? Also, is
well,
this man a romantic?
I'm going to Vegas.
Huh? Oh, you're going to Vegas? Okay, that could be it,
in
too.
In December, December 24th, 25th through the 28th.
I think you're going to have a very nice trip there. I think it could be lucky, too.
Oh, good. Good, good,
mm-hmm.
good. I've been lucky lately, playing those scratchers. I went into one store, 200. I went into another store, 250. Another one, 100. Just one, buying one. I was just winning. I was on a roll or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, sometimes people are lucky, and that's you. You're just
yeah.
lucky. Don't
yeah.
question, just trust.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to pass the mic back to Lynn and let her share anything she has with you.
Okay. Thanks, Jody. I think we've lost Sue, unfortunately. So this will be I'm your last reader here, Donna. What I got for you was the totem of a butterfly came in, and I am being told too that this reward that you heard about is already manifesting. So the expression love being like a butterfly, if you pursue it too hard, it'll fly away from you. So if you stand still, draw it to you, it may just alight upon you. So trust that love is on the way in for you. And I looked up the butterfly symbolism for you. Okay, so when the butterfly comes into your life, something new and wonderful is about to unfold. It's time for personal growth and greater awareness of your spiritual, physical, mental, and rhythms. Sorry. So change can sometimes be challenging and daunting because you're moving out of your comfort zone. You cannot embrace a new you till you release the old. With butterfly medicine, you'll learn that you can fly gracefully above the barriers that would otherwise hold you back. Butterfly as a teacher puts great emphasis on movement from blossom to blossom, home to home, or one state in your spiritual experience to another. Butterfly often turns our thoughts inward to review elements of our character, morals, and habits that weigh us down, keeping us stuck in a mire of negative energy. So the goal of the butterfly is to restore lightness into your being so you can dance life dance with unbridled joy. So that's a pretty good sign for you, I think, Donna. And
Yeah,
and other than that, I don't know if this name has any meaning for you, but the name Lydia came in for you. Does that ring any bells for you?
I don't know a Lydia, but maybe I will be meeting Lydia.
Well, perhaps you will, but I'm feeling more that this might be the name you can call one of your guides. Okay, this is from the other side. I don't know if anyone picks up any resonance with that, but there's a Lydia that comes through for you. Could be someone in your family tree, too, but she seems to be bringing through the butterfly image for you. Okay, so the rewards already. Oh, and I did have one other note. The rewarded, the part about being rewarded, it feels to me that you put aside a dream of your own to caregive. To almost be like a referee or caregiving. So you can now, your road is open now, okay? You don't have to defer your dreams anymore. And as everyone said, don't wait, keep going. And there's your butterfly.
Thank you.
You're very
you.
Welcome,
That's
Donna.
Wonderful. Wow.
All righty. Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Donna. We really appreciate it. And let us know how it goes, okay?
I will.
Love
Thank
and light.
You.
To you.
Yeah, have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty. And we're going to move on to our next caller. I believe this is Brittany. Is that who we've got?
Hello. Yes. Hello.
Okay.
How are you?
Hi, Brittany.
Hello.
Good. All right. Thanks for waiting. We appreciate your patience. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I just called to see what do you see on my love life or whatever comes up, you can just tell me.
Okay. Does anybody want to go ahead or it's a bit quicker?
I will.
Okay. Whoever can jump
Jody.
In. Right ahead. All right.
Okay. What's your first name?
Brittany.
Brittany. Brittany, what I heard is that you have been you've been doing the work to be prepared for somebody to come into your life. May I ask, they make me feel like it's been a little bit of time since your last relationship.
Yeah, it has. I'm interested in someone or whatever, but it's a slow process. I'm not trying to rush it.
No, and I feel like you've gone through that before. You've gone through the hurry and the rush, and you've gone through sort of the gamut with dating. And, you know, sometimes I have people who call in and they need to do work, but they make me feel like you've already done the work. You've been working on yourself, and you're at a place in your life right now where you really – you feel good about yourself, and you're happy right where you're at without having a partner. But it'd be nice to have a partner. Now, you are dating someone right now?
It's someone that I talk to that I'm interested in, but it's like a slow process. I'm not sure where it's going, but only time would tell, because I felt like he has been through something himself.
Yeah, I agree with that. But what is his name?
His name is Q.
What is it?
Q.
Q. Okay. Is that his real name?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, when I connect into him, I feel like he is a good connection for you. And I agree. I think he's been through things. I don't think that he just jumps into any relationship. I feel like he moves slow. And he thinks through what he's going to do himself first. He almost overthinks everything. Has it been about 3 months you've been seeing him?
Well, we've been working together for a while. So I'm no longer at the job we was working at the same hospital. And mm-hmm. I just went up. I got the courage, because he was always staring at me. So I got the courage to go up and, you know, talk to him or whatever. And, you know, it's like he told me how he feels, but then he pulled back. So I'm not going to press the issue, you know. I'm going to just go with the flow.
And so right now, are you seeing each other at all?
I mean, it's been a minute. We seen each other, about 4 days ago. You know, he's been working.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that it was going to get busy. So, you know, I'm not sure
Yeah, I wouldn't even worry about it. I do think that he'll come back in. I don't think he's going to be out of the picture. I really actually feel good about him. Is he a nurse?
No, he's not.
I'm sorry, he's a what?
He's not a nurse.
What does he do?
He's a security guard.
Okay.
At the hospital.
Okay. He just feels like a really good person to me. And, you know, he is pretty slow moving. But I would say trust things with him. Okay. I'm also feeling with you... I feel like I'm being like Ryan saying this, but I feel like you have some gifts of your own that you need to work on developing. I feel like, do you see dead people? Do you see people who passed?
Yeah, in my dream.
Okay. Do they communicate with you in your dreams?
Sometimes, like my grandmother, she has communicated with me. And,
yeah.
My granddaddy, he used to communicate with me from my mom's side, but yeah.
Okay, and are you about 26?
I'm 29.
29, okay, I kept hearing 26. So, you know, this is only something that's going to grow for you. And pay attention to the messages that they bring you. I do feel like your intuition is really strong. And one thing I would say, because you are getting messages, and sometimes are your dreams also prophetic? You get information about the future?
Yeah, I've got information about past relationships, and I'm like, these people is not on my mind, so why am I getting information about them?
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's about giving you closure or learning from that situation, but specifically I feel like you get information about future events, things of that sort, and I just really want you to pay attention to what comes in. If you don't have a dream journal, get one. If you don't have a recorder next to your bed, get one. Whatever works for you, and pay attention to it, because I feel like you're going to get guidance, especially when you mentioned your grandmother. Boy, I feel like she's with you a lot. Okay? And if there's things you want to know, I would like you to ask for the guidance from your grandmother when you go to bed, or from your grandfather.
I've been praying to God. I've been doing a lot of praying. So,
okay.
I've been asking God to, like, every aspect of my life, whether it's relationship or a relationship with him or just anything.
Well,
I
feel
God
like that's
going to
come
this.
In. Yeah, I feel like that's coming in, and I'm hearing 5 months, so I think the timeline is a little slower than you'd like, but he is pretty busy right now. He's got some things going on. I feel like there's children from a past relationship, and with the holidays and some things going on with his ex, there might be some energy there. Does that make any sense?
He has talked about it where, he has kids with 3 different women, and
okay.
he's not involved with none of them, but he has to talk to them. So I don't know.
Yeah, but I do feel like with the holidays coming in, having children, he's going to be busy. He's wanting to make extra money. He's wanting to put away money for gifts. He's wanting to be in touch with his family.
That's respectable. Like, I have.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean,
and that's
what
I get. I feel like he's a respectable man.
So, I mean, I just take it day by day. And if it's meant to be, it'll be.
Yeah. Well, I do think something with him is coming in. But I think it's going to be February, March before it really starts moving forward. Okay? I'm just wondering, is there something going on with your car? With the tires?
With the tire, I had a flat tire or whatever. But I'm starting to save money so I can get a new car, because I want a new one.
Okay. They were talking to me about the tires and the pressure.
Yeah, because I was riding. I got to be careful in the water because they're slippery.
Okay, if you can get new tires, I would. I would also get a tire gauge and have someone make sure you know how to use it properly. If you don't, and you're going to want to, they're saying you need to check the tire pressure at least once a week. That is going to help you get more traction. So when they're properly inflated, so if you're losing tire pressure, it's an issue, okay? So you need to make sure to get that checked out. It's not urgent, but I feel like it could prevent an accident. Right? You don't want to slide into a snowbank or something like that.
Yeah. You said slide into what now?
A snowbank? I don't know where you live. Where we're at, we get snow where I'm at, so... if I had bad tires, I'd slide into a snowbank. So maybe you're not someplace where there's snow, but I feel like you need to get a tire gauge, make sure to check that tire pressure, and make sure at least once a week that you get them full. Make sure that the pressure is full, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to pass on to one of our lovely readers.
Okay, amazing. Good job. It's funny. I was getting a lot of the same things, actually. It's kind of your grandmother absolutely is here. She came in right away. What's the significance with Easter? Was there something she wants to bring up Easter? So either she passed around April, or there's something significant around April, March.
Her birthday.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. So that's just her way of confirming that. And I did, I also picked up the fact that you work with this individual, this man. I also feel like he's kind of a simple man. I actually, and I did pick up on the dynamics with some kids as well. So I absolutely got that. But I also feel like there's an element of, he is busy, but I also feel like there's an element of playing hard to get a little bit. Like he's not,
yeah.
You know, it's just it's kind of like this push and pull game. But he, you've sort of got your unofficial flag up saying, you know, I'm interested. And so he knows that, but I think it, you know, it is, he's just kind of got some other things going on. And I feel like he wants to get into a different place before that can happen. Is there also, do you take care of your mother or I want to bring up your mom as well.
No, I don't. No, I don't take care of my mom. My mom is an easygoing woman.
Okay. For some reason, I want to bring up your mom. So I don't know.
I'm very close to my mom. I love my mom.
Okay.
My mom is like my best friend.
Okay. Okay. Because I feel like in many ways it's interesting because I feel like in many ways that you could probably not to say that your mom is not like spirit oftentimes will bring me through the dynamics, and it feels like in many ways that you're kind of a mom in the sense that you really want to take care of your mom, whether you physically have to or not. There's something that's maternal instinct to your mother. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. I do want to.
Okay.
She has done a lot for me, so it's like I'm trying to get my life together because I want to be able to give her some things. I may not be able to give her everything that she has given me, but I want to be able to say, here, Mom, you know.
And your grandmother acknowledging that. Yeah, and the sweet, that it's interesting because it's that sweetness to you and shows your heart and how you are, and you really are a giving person. Are you also, I don't know if you go to church regularly or there's some sort of community that you go to outside of your work. Do you understand this?
I wouldn't say I haven't been to church in a while, but I've been talking to God about, you know, getting back into church and
I
doing
see that
what
happening.
Yeah.
They're making me feel like you're going to be getting back into church, but you're also going to be getting involved in it. There's something to where I have to tell you, I have this very strong, if you hear nothing else that I say, hear this. It's important for you to get into that community because it's going to build this sense of pride. And there's just something that it's going to shift you as a person and the feeling of getting back on a higher level.
It has been because I've been praying. So, things that I didn't understand, you know, he gave me strength to understand it. You know, you know, he has really helped me. So,
absolutely. I mean, you know, it's in your time, but I do feel this being a thing for you, being very powerful for you in life, and it helping you to do what you want to do for your mom. Something about this will shift things for you in a positive, and it's almost like things are drawn to you. But the point I'm getting is from your grandmother. I feel like it's about doing kind of putting those things in play for you and getting into finding yourself and your sort of place in this world, so to speak, so that relationship can come your way. So that's what I feel like I need to communicate to you. And did your grandmother like candy or something? Was she showing me suckers?
She said what? You said what?
She's showing me a sucker. Like, I don't know if she used to like candy or sometimes spirit, when they like candy, they'll show me candy.
She used to have a bunch of candy. Like, she cooked every Sunday and she just used to have like candy on the table, anything on the table.
Okay. That's just her way of confirming that this is her. Did you also, was Nana, I don't know if she, the, like call her Nana or something. I don't know why I'm getting, if you had like a specific name, you'd call her instead of grandma, but I feel like there may have been a sweet name like that, that people would call her.
Daisy.
Okay. Yeah, and that's just what I'm getting for you. I think she's really guiding you and around you. I feel like she's someone that you can also have good kind of go to her with your problems. And I feel like you may even still do that. I feel like you may have conversations with her and tell her about things, or kind of like, oh, I wish I could talk to her about this. It feels like there's something kind of sweet about that relationship, to where you can go to her and she would just tell you what's up and kind of help you navigate the situation, or if nothing else, just listen. So I feel like her energy around you doing that now. So yeah, that's what I'm getting. So good luck. I think it'll all work out.
Okay. Ryan, are you picking anything up?
Yeah. Hey, Brittany, this is Ryan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm wonderful.
Oh, okay. Well, after this reading, you'll be fan-damn-tabulous. Because you've got a lot of great advice tonight, and there's not too much more I can add besides all the psychics, except for this. I put a few notes down as I was channeling to you and emerging to your energy field. When you wake up in the morning and you have your dreams, don't move a muscle, okay?
Okay.
Because when you don't move a muscle, you remember your dreams. And most of your dreams are metaphorical based, okay?
Okay.
They're there for a reason. That's your guides and your angels saying, Brittany, this is a message for you. You have to untangle it. It's like buying that 500-piece jigsaw puzzle from Walmart. Yeah, put the pieces of the puzzle together, but once you do, you'll figure out the message. And I know you know this, because I'm feeling you. When you wake up in the morning, your tendency is to jump right out of bed and get to business, right?
Yes, sir.
So what I want you to do is try the next, it's going to take you probably, they're telling me 3 to 4 weeks, just to slow down your mind. When your alarm goes off, sit there for 30 seconds and just relax and say, I need to remember my dreams, because the dreams, when you dream, you go to the fourth dimension, okay? You're astral traveling, but you're safe. Your angels and guides protect you, but it's important for you to remember what's going on, because those dreams send you messages. And it's up to you to try to figure those out. So, and this was a tough lesson for me to learn, because 6 months ago, I'm like, I just had a dream, and I sprang out of bed, and now it's like 2 minutes later, I can't remember it, and then someone told me the same. And so then, you know, I started, after I wake up, I take my CPAP machine off my. I use a CPAP machine. I take it off. I just relax in bed, and I remember everything now. And I write it down, and I start asking questions, and I get answers. So that's the first thing I want to talk to you. That's the first thing I want to mention to you is do that, okay? Because you're
okay.
Getting downloads. You're getting downloads. I want you to remember those downloads. The second thing is your chronic depression that you're suffering from and your stomach aches, okay? You have a lot of stomach aches and chronic depression. That stems from a previous life. It's a carryover to this life. Does that make sense to you so far?
You say cramps?
You suffer from like a chronic depression. I'm picking up like a chronic depression, which leads into stomach aches. Like, do you have chronic stomach aches? Like, do you have? I've got a discomfort between my second and third chakra right now because I'm merged into your energy field. I'm picking up like stomach aches, or indigestion,
no.
Or something. Something of that nature. Does that make sense to you, or am I off in the left field somewhere?
I haven't had those problems lately.
Okay. All right. So now I'm batting 1,000. sometimes I picked up some chronic stomach aches, and I picked up some depression from you, and
for depression, like I was going through something, and I had to ask God to pray and to move it or whatever, because it just had me going crazy in my mind. And it has gotten better. Like, you know, when I was going through something, it was a lot of anxiety and depression. But
well,
it has gotten better because I've been praying hard.
The next thing, because your chakras kind of bleed into each other like a domino effect. You remember the dominoes, the game you play when you're a kid? When you touch one domino, it affects the other, so on and so forth. They all fall down. Your fifth chakra is kind of strangled a little bit. Your fifth chakra is kind of associated with your ability to speak your truth or your communications. And it's kind of like choked up, or strangled is not the right word to use, but it's kind of like squeezed shut. So what I want you to work on doing is I want you to, do you have any trees in your near where you live? Or
plenty of them.
Oh, okay. Before the winter sets in or whatever. There are many things you can do to ground and clear your energy fields to release that stuck energy. You have a lot of stuck energies. Starting from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And when you go out there and you hug a tree, and it don't got to be for a long time. When I go out and hug a tree, it's usually probably 30 to maybe 60 seconds, okay? It's just not long. You just go up to that tree, you hug it, and say, I transmute all unwanted energies out of my being to Gaia, okay? And release it to Gaia. And you should literally feel like a waterfall. The energies from the top of your head all the way down to your little piggies release literally through your feet into earth while touching that tree, and you walk back, you say, I feel so much better. And ground and clear your energies daily. Take a salt water bath. And I want you to, if you don't already have these three crystals, for you it's important because your boundaries are very, very porous because you're an empath. And you're surrounded by narcissists, actually. So picking up. I want you to carry these three stones with you, okay? You have pen and paper?
Okay.
I want you to carry a black hematite with you. A black tourmaline. And a clear quartz. And you can get those off eBay for $2-3 a piece, whatever. Because you're so sensitive to the spirit world, also get yourself a dream catcher and some white sage, okay?
Okay.
And you know what to do with that stuff, right?
Light sage,
Yeah, and white sage stinks so bad because whenever it doesn't take much with white sage. I shouldn't say it stinks so bad. It just has a unique aroma. White sage is a clearing element. It chases away negative energies. When you get the dream catcher in through eBay or whatever, Amazon, doesn't matter where you get it, take a match and light that white sage and clear that dream catcher. And also take them crystals in the palm of your hand that I just gave you the names to, and just smudge them crystals to clear them. And this is something that should be done on a monthly or bi-monthly basis because they're like air filters. Everything needs to be cleared. I mean, you have to change the filter in your furnace every 3 or 4 months. Same thing with the sage, same thing with the crystals and the dream catcher. When you do that, Brittany, everything should help you out, okay?
Okay.
And and I would encourage you to get your chakras spinning and balanced again, okay?
Okay.
Go see a Reiki master or whatever, or you can talk to me. I could help you out too, or whatever. I'm not, you know, so whatever. But
okay.
But that's what I have for you. I hope all that makes sense.
Yes, it has. I appreciate everything. Thank y'all.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, Brittany, I'll just give you my last little bit here. This is Lynn. The song by Van Morrison came through when you asked the question about your love life. And so if you could find Someone Like You on YouTube and just listen to it, and that's Van Morrison. Also, the message comes through with this chap that you're interested in. Just make sure you don't end up carrying his baggage. Okay, I feel like he's got a lot of baggage that you might end up being weighed down by. Just be careful. And if you do get tired of waiting for him, I think he's a good guy. And I think, as the others said, he's tied up with other things. But if you do get tired of waiting, I think there's two other people that are interested in you that you're not aware of. You aren't going to have any trouble with your love life. Just don't hang from a rope. Keep moving. There's a lot of joy to be had out there, and taste all the cookies in the bakery. Okay, you don't have to hang on for this guy, unless you want to and he's worth it. Go for it. But
I'm not really hanging on to him. I don't have no attachment to him. I just know that I'm interested or whatever, It is what it is. It's either it's going to work or it's not going to work. But at the end of the day, I still have to take care of me. So I'm not too pressed on it.
You got your head screwed on right, Brittany. Well, just have a listen to that song, because I think the lyrics are going to speak to you about who you're looking for. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And don't worry. You've got more love interest than you realize. So look around and date maybe someone that it wouldn't normally date, and just see how that works for you. But I don't think you're going to have any trouble finding love, darling.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I see two possible other love interests for you besides this guy. So, you don't have any worries. Thank you so much for calling, Brittany. Really glad to talk to you, and let us know how it goes. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye bye. Love and light
bye,
to you.
Bye. Hi, thank you.
Okay, we're moving on to our next caller, and I think this is Sheila. Is that correct?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Sheila. Thank you for waiting. Do you have a question for us?
I was wondering if you had a message from a loved one for me.
Okay. All right. If anybody feels like starting, go right ahead.
Hi, Sheila. This is Heather. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. So I'm just kind of tuning into your energy. Do you have, I don't know if you have a father figure in spirit, either a father or grandfather, but I'm getting.
Yes, so far.
Okay. He's stepping forward here, and he's bringing up the significance around, I don't know if he was able to make it to the wedding, or there's something around the ring. Do you understand this? Putting a ring on the finger.
I had a nephew that got married.
Okay.
So this
would have been someone marrying after he had passed. Does that make sense?
If nothing comes up at the moment.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a sister as well?
Yes, I have two.
Okay. I feel like I want to connect it to one of the sisters, actually. I feel like there may have been a wedding or a marriage around the sisters.
They're both are married.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see here. And do you have a daughter, or he's making reference to a little girl?
No, I don't have any children.
Okay, I'm not sure who this is a reference to. Oh, okay. Were you the youngest or something out of the sister? What's
yes,
the significance?
Baby.
Okay, got it. Okay, because he's bringing up the little girl and the. Okay, so he's saying you are the little girl. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see what else he has to say. Do you also have a brother? Who's the older male?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I have a brother.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's just kind of giving a shout out to the family and the dynamics here and just kind of explaining that. Let me see specifically what he has to say. Is your mother still here?
No.
Okay. Was there a separation or something with the two of them? Because she's not immediately coming in with him. He's just talking about the dynamics with her. Were they still together when he had passed?
I think yes, something happened, but yes, they were still together.
Okay, all right, because I feel a little bit of a separation between the two of them, even if they were physically, so sometimes that's either like a physical separation or they were divorced, but I feel a separation between the two of them.
Yes,
he's wanting
true.
To bring up, okay, he's wanting to acknowledge, I feel, would you know that he was a better father than he was a husband? Does that make sense?
It's hard to say.
Okay, you mean
better father than a husband, probably.
Yeah, it's weird. For whatever reason, he wants to acknowledge sort of like the I understand. Are you also at a point where I don't know your relationship status, but I feel like are you looking for a relationship or are you currently
yes.
in one? You're looking
I'm looking
for one.
With.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So that's why, this is interesting. It's kind of like the other call that we had. He's making me feel like he didn't always treat your mom the way she needed to be treated.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So he's, it's a very similar, the mom came through on the other one, but this one, the father, I think anyway, but so he's acknowledging, that's funny, as he wants to say, find someone better than I treated your mother. Like you deserve to be treated well. Like he will, and for whatever reason, it's him either, like that's kind of his way of acknowledging and apologizing, but also saying that that's not how you deserve to be really loved. And he keeps going back to little girl, like you're his little girl. He puts you like, you're very sweet. There's something very sweet and innocent he wants to attach to you and just giving you lots of love. Is there something going on with school or something, or has there been some, have you been looking to go back to school? What's the education?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cause he's bringing this up as well, just showing that he's around, but I feel like, are you towards, it feels like it's not like you're, I don't know that it's at the beginning. I feel like you might be coming towards the end of school or something. Like, I feel like you've been doing it for a while. Does that make sense?
Yes. I've been taking a lot of classes, but I'm not towards the end yet.
Okay.
I've been taking them for years, yeah.
Okay, because he's making me feel like this isn't a new thing for you. You've been at it for a while, so okay. That's fine. And he's also making me feel like he's making me feel like you feel a little bit like not sure of the direction where to go with that as well with school. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Like you're not sure, like, okay, I thought I wanted to study, you know, communications and now I want to do this. And
yeah. Cause I've been at it for a long time and
yeah. Okay.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I just wanted her to get it over with, and I just
I know.
Had to get this one course out the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I keep coming back to it, so.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, he's acknowledging that, but he's also making me feel like you're kind of like, you know, a lot of times, like when you have to do something that you don't want to do, so you kind of like you're disengaged with it. He's making me feel like you've lost your passion a little bit for schooling because you're doing maybe what you think you should versus what you want. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, do I, yeah. You know, choose the job that you love so you'll never work a day in your life type of thing versus choosing the job that you think you should take because it's the right thing to do. So he's trying to give you this fatherly advice. Because this is important for you, because you will continue to lose your momentum in schooling until you get into your passion and really find it. He's making me feel like, do you connect with psychology, or it feels like there might be something on more of a human basis that interests you more? Do you understand that, or is that what you're currently in?
Actually, I was going to take a psychology course, but okay. It's required for what I'm going to do, but yeah, I am kind of at a crossroads of whether I should continue nursing or do something else.
Yeah, so I would just go, he's bringing up psychology for you. So I feel like, I just feel like there's something on the human side of things that you really want to understand the way that people tick. There's something that fascinates you mm-hmm. about humans and the way that we operate with each other. So he's encouraging you to go down that path because I feel like you may have been taking more of the safe path, like the numbers path or like the, you know, the business, like admin, you know, that kind of standard path.
I have a lot of that, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, that's not you. He's saying that's not you. And
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm working in the office and it's not for me.
Yeah, he's like, just follow your heart.
Yeah, but the problem is,
go ahead.
Taking psychology is like another 7 years, you know?
Yeah, but he's making me feel like you'd just go down that path. He's kind of saying that you tend to look at things like, okay, well, if I do this, then I have to go down this and have to, like, you're very looking at it from a pragmatic perspective. He's saying just mm-hmm. go open the door, go in it, and you'll be surprised at what you see. He's not telling me what's going to happen, but I think there's going to be some unexpected things that come as a result of you taking classes that you actually enjoy, and you'll be engaged, and there's going to be, it just feels like there's, even to the point where I could even see there might be an opportunity for you to maybe teach classes or be a mentor to someone, but I feel like you're going to, it's like the light's going to switch on, and you're going to be like, why did I waste so many years taking business courses when my passion was people, and I knew it all along, but I just didn't listen. And your father's also saying, he wants to emphasize this because he's making me feel like in life he may have not always given you the advice that you needed. He may have given you more of the practical advice, if at all. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, he's saying go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He's kind of saying I'm showing up to give her what she needs to hear versus what I would have normally said. Like, he makes me feel like he was more of the, like, this is how you got to live, this is what you have to do type of structure. But he's like, mm-hmm. seeing from the other side, it's about coming here and fulfilling your passions. It's not following someone else's path. And he wants to make sure you hear that it's not about following someone else's path. So get them out of your head, so to speak, in terms of like, well, this is what my dad would do, or this is what he would say that I should take. Do you understand that?
Yes, because I was going to
okay.
school for nursing. So
okay. Okay.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I should continue that or not.
I feel, again, psychology, I keep wanting to go to that. There's something about the study mm-hmm. of humans and the way in which we operate with each other that's fascinating to you, and I feel like that's the path you need to go down. It may be like a hybrid situation where it's not necessarily a nursing degree, but it's the schooling that you get, that you've gotten, will enable you in some other direction that
okay.
you really haven't thought about. And actually, I feel like it's not going to be like a hands-on type of thing. I feel like it's more of like a mental health type of major. Do you understand that? Like
uh-huh.
more of the mental health versus physical body is what I want to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, I think that interests me
at one time. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just,
I'll look into
you'll
it.
Know.
Yeah, you'll know. Like it's when you feel like, whoa, I could sit here and do this forever. It's like with me in mediumship, I genuinely enjoy it and I could just do it forever and I lose track of time. Whereas my day job, I'm like, oh my gosh, is it the day almost over? so you'll know. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's when you know you're not doing what your heart's desire is. So follow the happy path.
Especially dealing with people, so yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. So thank you so much, and good luck to you. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so
good luck.
Much. Yeah, that's inspiring. Thank you.
Okay, Ryan or Jody? Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, there's Ryan.
Yeah. I've got nothing to add.
It takes a minute to get
here.
It off of mute.
Okay. Jody, are you picking in? Oh.
You know, I pretty much picked up the stuff that Heather picked up. The only thing I picked up was something about this older brother. Is he not doing real well right now?
I don't think so, from what I hear.
You feel he is not doing well?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, because I feel like your father is saying... when he passed, your brother felt like he was in charge of the family. So I don't know if
yeah.
that means he passed when your father was quite young, but he says he wasn't well prepared, and I feel like your father put a lot of pressure on your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the feeling of him asking for his forgiveness and sending your brother so much love. And this feeling of being sorry or sorrowful, because he did a lot to really stress your brother out.
Yeah.
If you're, I don't know if you'd be comfortable passing that message on, but he wants your brother to know. He says the truth of it was, he wanted him to be successful. He didn't want him to turn out like he did. He wanted more
mm-hmm.
for him. And is your brother, do you think your brother's having some issues with substances and like substance abuse?
I don't know at the moment because we are not communicating. I left the doors open
okay.
for him to call me, but I can't make
yeah.
someone call me.
No, you can't. And I just felt your heart chakra kind of grow
yeah.
out three sizes bigger. So this is a source of sadness for you, and I'm sorry
mm-hmm.
for that. But if you get an opportunity and that door is open, please give him that message. Your father's taking a lot of ownership for
mm-hmm.
the negativity and the hard times he caused in the family.
Yeah.
And, you know, he says the place he came from wasn't so great. And he did
right.
try to do better, though he admits
mm-hmm.
freely he failed miserably. He says, I did love my family. He
mm-hmm.
says, even your mother, which might be hard to believe. I also wholeheartedly got the same message Heather did, that he says, don't choose someone like me. And that's so hard to do when you come from that situation, because what we experience from our partner is what I call love that feels like comfort food to us. And comfort food will feel like when they're when you're young, the way you experience love isn't always a healthy way to experience love, but it feels like love. It feels like comfort food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And comfort
mm-hmm.
food isn't always the best for us.
Right.
So
I agree.
So be sure that you're in a place, and I think you've done the work, but be sure that you're in a place to understand what experiencing love in your home growing up felt like, and that what you experience in relationships is truly love and not just comfort food. Just doesn't
right.
feel
I
good
agree.
In the minute. Okay?
I realize that. Mm-hmm.
And he wants so much for you. He does. I want to ask, who died from the cancer?
Cancer?
I was picking up cancer.
Is it a male?
It could be. Was it one of your parents?
I had an uncle. I think I had two uncles that died. From
two me. Uncles who died from cancer?
I think so. Yeah, two of
and,
them.
And I'm getting in the chest, so it must have been lung cancer.
Yeah. I think they both
okay.
smoked. One is biological related. The other one isn't. It's
right.
related by marriage.
Okay, and then did your father pass from a heart attack?
I think so.
I think he did, too. I get a lot in the chest, and he is warning
me.
I
was there by myself in the hospital.
I'm sorry.
That's
although
right.
he does say he's grateful that you were there. He says he was a little bit afraid.
Oh.
And he makes me feel like nobody would really believe this, but you could see it in his eyes. Did he look at you? Were you able to look into his eyes when he was going through some of that?
I walked in when they were working on him.
Okay. He says, I'm sorry you saw that. He just gives me this feeling of being okay and that he was all right. I just get this feeling that he was a little afraid. Did you sit and hold his hand afterwards, too, because he shows me you holding his hand?
I don't remember. I don't remember that.
Okay.
But I don't remember that, yeah.
Okay. Now, the stuff about the chest and the heart attacks and the cancer come with a warning. He gives me this feeling of being predisposed in your family to chest, lung, and heart issues. So this is something you have to watch. Your brothers and sisters need to also be aware. It would be very easy for them to develop pneumonia, bronchitis, anything in the chest or the lungs, including cancer and heart attacks.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's including me too?
Absolutely. You don't smoke, do you?
No, I don't smoke.
Okay. I think any of you could be predisposed to it. I think you're in good shape if you're not smoking. But he's just saying it's not good for you and you're already predisposed. So you must have heart disease and lung issues in your family.
I'm doing
that
at night. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was exposed to it when I was younger because everybody smoked around me, but I didn't.
Okay. Well, just do what you can to keep your lungs healthy because even secondhand smoke can be very bad for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Not that I feel like you're going to be sick, but I feel like it might be for brothers and sisters or other people in your family.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And I am very concerned for your brother. I think he's having a real tough time.
Yeah.
Your father just takes ownership for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. That helps.
You're welcome. You know, your father knew you loved him.
Oh, he did?
I hope you know that. Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
Was that something you wondered about? Because he gives me this feeling of...
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Were you somewhat estranged?
That's spot on. I'm sorry?
Were you somewhat estranged for him? Like you didn't have very much contact?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you were, he made it clear to him, he says, you didn't like how he treated your mother.
I did? I probably
That's
did,
the
yeah.
feeling he gives.
I made it known,
So he's just saying, I don't know if this is something that has bothered you, that you wondered if he knew. And he says, you know, I'm not sure if this is necessarily coming from him or from spirit, probably more from spirit. But, you know, we all have those family bonds and those family issues that make us wonder if they know how much we love them, if they knew that we, you know, valued them and that they were important to us. And that goes both ways. And of course he knows, because he was your father and he knows you loved him. And he says, I loved you too.
Oh, okay. Yes. That means a lot.
Yeah.
So
and I get the feeling.
Getting
a car? I do think the car will come through. It's going to take a little bit of time.
Okay.
But, you know, he's talking about someday when you get married, and he says, I'll be there with you.
Oh, okay. Wow. I was about to give up on that.
No, he'll be there with you.
Is that going to happen anytime soon? Or?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of changing gears on that. I do think it'll happen. I don't think you're dating anyone right now, right?
No.
I do believe someone comes in next year.
That'd be great.
But you're kind of focused on your life right now, not focused on that so much. So,
yeah.
Could take a little time.
Okay.
So with that, I'm going to pass you over to Lynn for any more messages, okay? Or maybe
Thank
Ryan.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay, so Ryan, did you pick anything up?
Truth be told, all the beautiful psychics stole my thunder, so I have rain showers. I have nothing else to do. Every note that I took when I was scribbling down, I was reading her energy field, I scribbled out, so there's nothing more value added I can add. So God bless you, sweetheart. There's nothing more. I mean, I feel like the fifth wheel here, so God bless you.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay? What's up?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How can I sleep better? I cannot sleep better. I get waking up a lot.
That's the energies coming in. Hold on here. No. Actually, maybe I may be able to add something of value here. Hold on here. you waking up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning?
Mm-hmm. 12, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Well, you're in the same club as I am. That's the energies waking you up. And you're doing a lot of astral traveling, and the thing of it is that you're becoming more spiritually awakened. Actually, there is one thing I can add now that I'm scanning your energy field. Let me retract my statement a little bit there. My sixth chakra is kind of blowing up a little bit, which is associated with your mediumship abilities or your bridge to the spirit world. So when you get that ringing pitch stone in your ears, Well, take a note of that. So when you're making dinner at say 5:56 in the evening, and you hear that noise, write that number down. Or you're taking a walk at 12:01 p.m. during your lunch break, write that number down. And
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, well, the thing of it is that spirit is energy, which is governed by Einstein's equation, energy equals mc squared. So what I like to tell people is that the spirit talks at the speed of light squared. And it doesn't come across as gibberish. It comes across as really fast.
Yeah, that's it.
and it only lasts for about 30 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe give or take a couple of seconds, something like that, but it doesn't last very long.
Right.
They are just pounding on your front door and saying, hey, listen, 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 listen. So when you get that hearing, and there's a vetted website out, I think it's called Secret Angel Numbers website. If you do a Google search on Angel Numbers website, I think they're like eighth down from the top. It's a vetted website, and it will give you the message of what they're trying to tell you. I don't know. I'm not in front of my computer right now, but look at your angel card number and get that message for yourself, okay? Because what I like to tell people is that everyone who comes to Earth has natural mediumship abilities. Everyone does. But it's like a light switch. You can turn it on, you can turn it off, you can choose to ignore it, you can choose to accept it. I encourage you to accept it. You know? And I don't know if you heard the previous callers, but I did suggest a book a couple, I don't know, 30 minutes ago, James Van Praagh Goes Among Us. I would suggest that you start investigating that for yourself, okay? Scanned your energy.
I think I have it.
I'm not a book reader myself, but that was a good book. But I would suggest that you read it because as I scanned your energy fields earlier, like I said, I don't have any more else to add except the fact that I do feel some roughness in my second and third chakra area, which is associated with your gut, because you're second guessing yourself on certain things. And
yeah,
I think
true.
That might be associated with your psychic abilities.
You're second
guessing yourself on that.
Mm-hmm.
Just do. Okay?
Okay.
So that's all. Like I said, these other lovely psychic ladies, they stole my thunder, so I don't have much
to
add. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I don't have much to add besides that. You're good. What I can tell you is that on your four planes of existence, on your mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional planes of existence, you're running a tight ship, okay? Keep doing what you're doing, but give in to your spiritual plane and just let your abilities ebb and flow, okay?
Okay, I will.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not picking up on anything. I'm not picking up on any arthritis, on any cancers. I'm not picking up on any on a physical plane. I'm not picking up depression, anxiety. I'm just searching, doing an inventory of your body. I'm not picking up on anything. Just on your spiritual plane, don't ignore it, okay?
Okay. I haven't.
Are you sure? Are you
sure?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see. Yes.
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 You're running a tight ship, so get it done, girl. You got this, okay?
Okay. Now, any other recommendations besides meditating?
Epsom salt baths.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like
I
told them, take her Epsom salt baths, one or two baths, a week. I mentioned this to the previous caller. Get yourself some crystals to help clear your energy fields, black tourmaline, black hematite, and clear quartz, all that kind of stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah, no, you're rocking it, girl. You're doing good.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. And I'll give you what I've got real quick here, Sheila. The name Dan came in for you. And with that came a message. Do you know a Dan? Have you got a Dan on the other side?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
think about the name, because it comes in with the message about following your passion, as Heather mentioned, and I think Jody, those years are going to go by anyway, whether you do this or not. So they're suggesting strongly that you do it. And I get the message
well,
too that
sometimes I don't know what
you,
that is.
Well, just what
I'm
you listen
what
to this. Listen to the broadcast again, and listen to what Jody and Heather were telling you about following your passion. The psychology, find a way, and it may not be a 7-year thing that you have to go through.
Okay.
Find a way to enjoy and love your path. And the years are going to go by anyway, so do that. And I'm getting that if you change the direction that you're going in to a place where you are passionate about your work, that is where you're going to meet the love of your life. It's going to be a common,
wow.
a shared interest. You're going to meet him. But you've got to change your direction just a little, because what I drew was a whole bunch of images of sleepers, people sleeping, animals sleeping, and a thing, mm-hmm. I don't even know what it is, but it's sleeping too. Looks like the Grinch, actually. But they're all sleeping, and it feels like a Sleeping Beauty thing. And you have to wake
mm-hmm.
yourself up. It's for the best outcome for your soul, because it's just a little tweak towards happiness for you. And I think you know what you want. Just give yourself that permission to do it, and don't be worried about what others think. You do it for you, and I think you're going to find the love of your life in that field, studying probably the same thing you are.
Oh, that's
so.
Wonderful. That's good news.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And,
I need that.
Yeah, just check. Yeah, and check around for the name Dan, because for some reason that figures in with the message that the years are going to go by anyway. So do it now, and you know, seize the day, kind of thing. So I
mm-hmm.
feel like this is a spirit energy talking to you. So check and see
mm-hmm.
who that might be. You may probably sometimes people remember afterwards, right? So see if that doesn't twig for you. Okay, that's what I've got for you, Sheila. And I wish you so well, because you really are just, you know, you're just on the edge of happiness, and it's not that hard to reach for you. And I think you're going to feel a whole lot different about your life and your path.
Thank you. I really need to hear that. Thank you, everyone. I really appreciate all the messages.
Bless you, Sheila. Have a beautiful evening, and love and light to you. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye.
Okay. We have to make a decision, guys. We've got two more callers that have been waiting, and I've extended our time to go to 10 or to 9 or to 7 if you're in Pacific. But it's up to you guys if you have the energy to keep going, or do we would ask these callers to call back next week? I'm going to take a vote.
My vote is I'm pretty drained right now. I think I will take a pass. I can just that's just my vote. So I don't know.
Okay.
If you guys all want to continue.
I'm with Ryan on this. I'm pooped.
I am too, and it does. I do hate to say it, guys. We do get really drained doing this work. However, I have taken the numbers down of the people that are still waiting who didn't get on. And if you guys will call back next week, and you can call in as early as 15:45 of the show, if you can do that, we will make sure that you all get on first. And I've got the names. We actually have three callers waiting. And if that's okay with you guys, because I think we don't want to burn out mediums. They're terrible to revive afterwards. So if we can get you to call back. And if I could just get everyone to give their information, starting, say, Heather, can you go ahead and give the listeners how to get in touch with you?
Yeah, sure. It's heatherfalona.com. It's FALLONA.com. And I enjoyed being here. Okay. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah. And you're also available on Facebook as well, Heather, right?
Yes. Yes, I'm there.
And I was going to say, too, you're also a channeling Eric medium. Your Eric spiritual team. We changed the name. I keep forgetting. So you can also look for Heather on the Eric's spiritual team.com. So that's, and now we'll move on to Jody. How can everyone find you?
I am Jody Higgins, and my company name
is Connected by Spirit at connectedbyspirit.com. You can email me at jodyby@connectedbyspirit.com, or you can find me on Facebook as Jody Higgins.
Excellent. And Ryan?
Well, I just drank a Mountain Dew, so I'm better now.
Oh, dear.
We had to revive. Yeah, no, I'm pretty drained, so I appreciate this. Everyone can find me at healingsthroughspirit.com or send me an email at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com or search me on Facebook, Ryan Andragna, or on Eric's spiritual team. I am a vetted CM medium, so you can find me on that website as well. So thank you very much. With much love, gratitude, and appreciation, guys. Thank you.
All right. And you can find me and Sue Fields Dalamonte on lbleasdale.wixsite.com. For me, it's /Lynn. And for Sue, it's /SueF. You can find us both on Facebook. And I'm also on the Eric Spiritual Team website as well. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. We apologize to the callers we couldn't get to, but you will come on first next week if you can call in. Excuse me. And we hope to talk to you next week. Tune in tomorrow night for Angel Antics with Jan Drake Bakke, Shannon Johnson, Natasha Scott, and Ryan Andragna. And Monday nights are Angel Antics with DC Love and Deb Tassi. And I think they have added a new show called Love and Divine Grace, I think it's called. I'm not sure what show that's on, but you can find all that out at blogtalk/sacredembers. So thank you, everyone. Love and light to you all. And thank you so much for calling. Call back next week, and we'll give more readings. And I'm babbling away. Take it, Louie.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark